This research has shown that the bones at these scatters had a very complex history after they were dropped there. Many of them were fractured, and then on top of it you find marks from the teeth of hyenas. I told you before, these people were living in a predator-rich environment. And probably what they did, and to establish this, people have gone out and actually observed lions and hyenas killing and scavenging meat, is that the earliest humans weren't themselves skillful hunters, but they were expert scavengers. Consider the scenario. You've got people living in trees, maybe sleeping in trees, observing the ground. They see a kill by a lion. The lion eats its fill, or the pride of lions, around the hyenas and other predators. The hominids see a moment. They dash out, frantically collect meat and break it up with choppers, and carry this away to a location near the lake. There they quickly butcher and cut up the meat they have and eat. Then they drop it and move on, because not far away, perhaps, hyenas are hovering, waiting to move in. They move away elsewhere. Maybe they sleep in trees. We don't know. But then the hyenas move in. They achieved this quick scavenging and butchery. And I think they are probably right that you're talking about scavenging. By using a very simple but highly effective stone technology, studied originally by Mary Leakey. She wrote about chopping tools, crude cobbles from which a few flakes had been fractured, which were used with their jagged edges to slice meat and dismember it. In fact, more recent research has shown that it wasn't so much the cobbles that mattered, it was the flakes struck off them. The sharp edges were extremely effective for scraping meat and cutting sinew and dismembering bones quickly and efficiently. They literally were just chips of stone, large flakes about this size, with a sharp edge, which were used like this and then thrown away. This technology, which has been reconstructed by painstaking experiments by modern-day archaeologists actually replicating these tools, was much more sophisticated than it appears. It shows a detailed knowledge of the stone. It's known as the Olderman, after, of course, Olderby Gorge. It was a technology that was first used about 2.6 million years ago, endured right up to 2 million years ago and maybe later. What then are the earliest evidence of tool-making? The earliest archaeological sites of all come from Ethiopia and the eastern shores of Lake Turkana. The earliest known tools come from a site called Gono in Ethiopia, which dates to about 2.6 million years ago. But the earliest human behavior is best known from archaeological sites on the eastern shores of Lake Turkana in northern Kenya. At a place called Kubifora, an ancient dry stream bed yielded the remains of antelope carcasses which had been scavenged and butchered by a small group of hominids. They used only the simplest of stone artifacts for the purpose. Shady trees overhung the site in those days and provided shade for those who scavenged and cut up the carcasses. A hastily used place, which certainly wasn't a central place. It was, as it were, a stopping point. How then did Homo habilis behave? Were these hominids more ape-like than human, as many researchers believe, or did they behave differently in some ways? There were three significant differences between apes and early hominids.